Good day, Mr.
Good day,
Charlie
Ron.
Rawls. Thank you very much for accommodating us.
Good day, Ronald. How are you today? Good.
Good, good. Mr. Charlie Rawls, you are finally hanging up the hat after serving the council for 24 long years and serving as a mayor on three periods from 1995 until 2010. So, any thoughts on that?
Yes, of course. Hanging my hat. That's a nice answer. I've been very involved in the community, and I'm going to miss this, you know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, as my parish priest said last week, it's good to know when it's time to get off the bus.
Okay. So it's time, finally.
Well, I think it is time, yes, not only for me. Give my family some respite and give me time to, you know, smell the flowers, I suppose, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to miss saving my community. I really am.
You can be considered one of the pillars that have made Blacktown as it is today. Fast-growing, progressive, and I think debt-free.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So,
I moved the debt-free policy back in the 98, I think it was, yes.
Yeah. How would you like to be best remembered?
As not a bad bloke.
You're very humble. You have contributed so much for the city.
Yeah. I think it's about service, isn't it? It's about involvement with your community.
Yep.
and reflect the problems or the views of your community. I think that's important. And it's been more important, as I spoke in my speech last night, it's been more important in the fact that as Blacktown has become more multicultural and diverse, we actually embrace all this changes. And take everybody forward with us, regardless of the background, take everyone forward with us, you know.
Okay. And what are the high points of your career at Blacktown?
One could say survival, I suppose, but I'm leaving on my terms. I've always at all times been conscious of the community I represent. And I think there's a lot of things in terms. I was involved in the delivery of the personal alarm system.
Yeah.
Which allows seniors to actually stay at home and just come to their own home.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time have access to support when they need it. I've also actually been very supportive of community groups from various backgrounds.
Yep.
I made learning a priority of my own. So that meant that a lot of migrants come here, not so much from the Philippines, some other areas where that English is very poor and so forth.
Yep.
So we've got to give them support. And the way we give them support in libraries and study space and so forth, with a chance to mentor them and accommodate them in our decision making.
Yep.
And with that, actually, we extended library hours. We put computers in big numbers into the various library services.
Okay.
We've got different language and background sort of thing.
Yeah.
These things actually don't actually affect the Filipinos as such, but the point is it makes them more comfortable, you know, because their education standards, there's not much difference I find between Filipinos and Australians, because, you know, we both have the same values.
Yeah.
We both have the same values, and my values always have been, right from the beginning, social justice.
Yep.
Social justice. You know, it's all right going forward, but make sure you don't leave people behind.
Yep.
You know, some way you can mentor people, you know.
And the low points in your career?
The low points, I suppose, is sometimes you don't always achieve what you'd like to achieve.
And like what?
I would like more involvement and more support for community.
Yeah.
And without being political, the state and federal government tend to actually cuts back services, and somehow we've got the local government, because our closeness to the community, we see the value of these services, and we think these should be worth more funding, so we actually take up the slack, and sometimes we don't have all the money to do that, unfortunately.
Okay.
You know.
Yep. Mr. Charlie Rawls, you're quite popular among the Filipino community and in the community because of having a, probably not known to many, you have a Filipino wife. So how much influence has she got in your political life as a councillor and a mayor?
I actually, when I met my wife Alma, I've been a widower for, 14 years, I think, 14 years,
yeah.
13 years, 13 years, We've been together now 14 years. She's been very, very supportive. In the true tradition of a Filipino wife, and I'm not saying people, wives just say that, service, you know, it really has been very supportive. And even now when my health is not the best, I've got a preset there. You know, she is a pillar of strength for me, you know.
Yep.
And I've always valued my visits back to the Visayas for Trinidad. We have a home in Norte de Dumaguete in Negros Oriental.
Yep.
And it gives you a perception or a viewpoint of, you meet people there who are doing it very, very tough.
Yep.
You meet people there who are doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I think that I think the people that look well in this world and doing well, you got to actually make sure that, as I say, we take care of the people with us, we look after the people in the poor times, you know. And, you know, it's suppose I'm looking at and spend my time in their provinces, I see the great need of all people to be cared for, you know.
Yeah.
And that gives me value when I come back to Australia and people sometimes whinge about, what do you call it, and I can go to the Philippines and see smiling faces and so forth, good morning, and some of them are doing it very tough.
Yeah,
some of them very too. And it always amazed me that I can actually see young boys and girls come out of the, shall we say, disadvantaged areas, and they come out looking bright and smart and going to work and so forth with an enthusiasm. Sometimes we could quite actually adopt that path, you know what I mean? You know, not all barrios or barangays are, don't have a lot of work sometimes, don't have a lot of income and so forth, but they study and they study and study, and they try to make better lives themselves. And I think I've assisted sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I've assisted sometimes.
And the Filipino community is lucky for that. And I know you're always proud to represent the Filipino community in the council. And even at one point, you stirred a little controversy when you said there's no need for a Filipino in the council because you're already there. So you already represent the community.
This quote that I say, you know, when I say, when I service the Filipino community, I service all communities.
Yep.
So I don't think you actually, your values, depends on a person's values, either male or female.
Yep.
If they have the right values, it doesn't matter what you are, you know. It does, obviously, people get a bit nationalistic, and I understand that sort of thing.
Yep.
At the end of the day, you've got to actually help people. You've really got to help people. So, and I do that job.
Okay.
I'm not saying you shouldn't, somebody from Filipino or Indian or any other background actually shouldn't do that job. And of course,
yep,
we've got some outstanding,
yep,
outstanding representation from various people, you know.
Yep.
I don't see any difference. That is the difference. I don't see any difference. I will look after my people, irrespective of background, race, color, or religion. I will look after them.
Yep. For so many years, you represented the council in the Dawn service. I know you have a military background, no? You were once a soldier. So are you going to miss that, or will you still be attending the ceremony as an ordinary private citizen?
I will try to. My health will determine that. I actually represented council at the Long Tans commemoration service in Bidwell this morning.
Okay.
And, or yesterday morning in this case. And I'm quite proud to do that because, as I say, never forget the people that served with you. You might remember I'm a Korean veteran, and getting quite on about, you know, and Ramos actually stayed in Korea at the same time as me, you know.
Yeah.
And people won't remember this sort of thing, but the Filipino contingent in the Korean War, they come actually from fighting, actually for independence, I suppose, but they fought the Japanese and so forth, and then all of a sudden they ended up in Korea, where the weather was so extreme cold, and they still had their battle dress from the Korean area, from the Filipino area,
yep,
which is, and he's still defending himself. There's some great Filipino soldiers that are still in our history books, whether it be Yap or Ramos himself.
Okay.
Yeah, that saved the distinction.
Yep, yep.
And I know them, yeah.
Yep. I wish all the politicians are like you. Happy retirement, Mr. Charlie Lawls, and good luck again.
My parish priest, I don't ever mention this, my parish priest, when I went to Mass a couple of weeks ago, he said to me, I believe you're retiring. I said, yeah, how did you know that? He said, all the community's talking about this. I said, oh, yes, I think it's time. He said to me, it's always good when it's time to get off the bus. And when you value that, you know, if you don't get off the bus at the right time, you end up in a terminus.
Yes.
And there's some things I want to do, like I want to visit my home in the Philippines as much as I can.
Okay.
While I'm still fit to do that sort of thing, you know.
Okay, you can do that as often as you can.
Yes.
Thank you very much again for your time, Mr. Charlie Lawless.
And thank you, Ronald. Anytime.
Thank you. Okay, good luck.